Ravens Game Plan has been brought to you by M&T Bank. Get the exclusive Ravens check card only at M&T Bank. Visit any M&T Bank branch or ravenschecking.com today.
And on this wild card edition of Ravens Game Plan, it is time for Scouts Honor. As we welcome Eric DaCosta into the playoff edition, first, Eric, following Black Monday, your name has to come up. Every year it comes up, and you deal with it. We're just glad you're staying.
Well, I'm glad, too, Larry. It's a great place to work. You know, I get to be around people like yourself, Ozzie. You know, work for a great owner in Steve Bisciotti, and this is where I want to be, and I'm a Raven for life, hopefully.
All right, so we'll cut that off at the knees, and we'll talk about some football. Interesting to see the Colts come into town, the biggest turnaround, second biggest turnaround in football history from 2 wins to 11 wins, huge changes. When they changed out all their coaching staff, they elevated their personnel guy, Tom Telesco, to VP of Football Operations, kind of an endorsement of who they've been and what they've been. What does that say about their philosophy? What can you tell about their team from knowing Telesco?
Well, I think, you know, Tom is a smart guy. He's done a lot of different things. He knows the talent on that roster very well, the players that were there. I think he's organized. I think he's well-respected in scouting. I think Ryan Grigson, the general manager, is tremendous as well. He's got a great eye for talent, great scout. I grew up with Ryan in the profession. T.J. McCrade is there as well. T.J. was with us in Baltimore, who did a great job as a national scout with us. So they have quality people there. You know, I think they've got a really good group between Ryan and Tom and T.J. They've got really good area scouts, and they've built it the right way.
And they went offense with their first five picks in the 2012 draft. And we'll talk about them. All five are starting, or at least being significant contributors. It, of course, all begins with a quarterback. Take me back pre-draft. How highly did you grade out Luck? Is he indeed the best-looking college quarterback that's come out in so many years? Where'd you guys have him?
Well, he was right at the top. You know, he's a guy that had the size, the athletic ability, a strong arm, quick release. He anticipated very well. He was able to read the defense and understand where the opening was going to be. Very good timing passer. I mean, he's the total package. He's been just as what we expected him to be, and I think it's no surprise to the league that he's ended up having as good a year as he has.
When we talked about RG3, there was comments about putting in a collegiate offense, you know, the read option to kind of help him. You didn't really have to do that as much. Was the Stanford offense kind of look similar to what you see when you look at the Colts?
Well, it was a pro-style offense. You know, I think bringing in Bruce Arians was a very smart move for Indy. He's the guy that had developed Ben Roethlisberger, and that offense in Pittsburgh, obviously we know what they're capable of doing, and they're trying to duplicate that in Indy. They've got really good skill players. They've got good receivers. They've drafted a couple of fine tight ends. The ball comes out quickly. I think Arians is a phenomenal coach, and that offense has really blossomed.
All right, we'll talk about the two tight ends, because like we did a couple of years ago, they went back-to-back two rounds of tight ends. Kobe Fleener got all the attention because he was with Luck at Stanford, had the big name. Dwayne Allen's had the better year, at least the better second half. Are they divisible? One's a better blocker, one's a better vert guy. What should the fans look for?
Well, I think Fleener's a size, speed, vertical threat, passing game, a weapon, a guy that can stretch the field. He runs better than Allen. He's a guy that can catch the ball down the field and make plays. I think Allen's more of a guy that can do a lot of different things. He's a strong blocker. He's a good route runner. He's got good hands. Probably not quite as explosive as Fleener, but a very, very good player. And they complement each other very well and give Luck some different weapons to utilize.
Now, you talk about explosive. They've got a rookie fourth rounder, T.Y. Hilton, who gets 18 yards a catch. Small school kid, Florida International. Again, is he a straight nine guy? All the highlights you see, he's just blowing past people.
Well, he's actually a guy that they traded up from the fourth round into the bottom of the third round to select. He's a guy that has game-breaker ability, a dynamic punt and kick returner. He's a guy that can stretch the field. He's very, very tough to handle after the catch. He's very slippery and very explosive. So he's a really good player. We had the chance to scout him at length in college. He's a guy that we really liked, and I thought it was an outstanding pick where they got him to get themselves a playmaker like that.
And good compliment to Reggie Wayne, who got 1,000 yards on the season yet again. In the fifth round, they reach for the running back and winds up being a bellwether running back. And that happens so much in your profession, the kind of late-round running backs that emerge when they hit their pro level. Is he fitting their running style, the stretch and cut, kind of one-cut looking running back? He's a good-looking back.
He is. He runs hard. He runs with a good pad level. I think he's a physical guy. I think he helps them in a lot of different ways. He can block a little bit. He's got good hands out of the backfield. He's been a versatile guy. He's been very, very productive. He fits what they like to do. You know, that offense is sort of predicated on the passing game. and the running back has always been kind of a complementary player, even in Pittsburgh. You know, the way that their offense changed over the last couple of years, they went from being a strong running team to being more of a passing team. And Indy's doing that. I think Ballard fits what they're trying to do very well.
I'll ask you one question on defense because the guy fascinates me. Jarrell Freeman, a small college kid that spends 3 years in the CFL, winds up third in the league and tackles playing that linebacker spot. You see that in your league, in the profession, those kind of guys that slip. We've got a couple even that you've brought in here. Is Jarrell Freeman the real deal?
Well, I think he is. He's had a very good year for him. Again, that's the genius of what Ryan Grigson has been able to do this year, looking for players. Players exist everywhere, CFL, AFL, arena football, you know, small college, big college. They're all over the place. And I think the smart GMs will utilize all their resources and try to find good players. I think Tom Telesco, again, does a very, very good job of that. The ability to go up to Canada to find a guy anywhere like that, I think, is very, very impressive, and they hit on him.
Eric, you spent months and months putting this team together to be ready for a January football game. Are you comfortable, as Coach Harbaugh said, with where you are right now?
I think we are. You know, I think Coach Harbaugh really said it best after the game. Everybody's at the same point right now. Everybody's 0-0, and everybody's trying to fight to be the team. And I think our team, we've had success in the playoffs. I think it's a hardened group of guys. It's a tough-minded group of guys. We're playing at home. We love to play at home. We've got the best fans in America. We have a tremendous home field advantage. Our fans are going to be fired up to play the game, and I expect us to play and be ready to play well.
All right, go 4-0 and get a ring. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Let's do it.
Eric DeCosta became an uncle yet again. The first baby born at St. Joseph's went to his sister-in-law, so congratulations on that as well.
Thanks.
And thank you for joining us for this, our wild card edition of Ravens Game Plan. I'm Larry Rosen. Hope to see you next week.